Begin the Gemara daf Masechta Shavuos daf Chaf Zayin. Begin the basic Gemara Masechta. Begin the Gemara Ad Sheyefet Lecha Kasav Yachdim, until the pasuk specifies that it has to be together. So Taisa explained, Rabbi Yeshia, how the Itzach LeMichtav Yachdim was. Why you have to write together B'Chayrish B'Shur B'Chamur when you're plowing with the ox and the donkey? So it says Taisa that Shalom Yischayev to say you're not going to be liable. Afila Enig B'Shur Miyachad, that even if they're not tied together. In the country of Yeshia, that's Tam. It sounds like that both are together. So why do you have to write Yachta B'Shur B'Chamur? So he says, not because I would have thought to say that the Isser is each one by itself, rather, to teach us that you're not chayv until they're actually tied together. Kedom Yisham, like the Shami says, the Itzach L'mu'ute, we need to take good kosher achir akorin. To exclude that, let's say it's tied behind the wagon, that it's drawing a different animal, that's not going to be considered as the Isser climb. Become Labisha Semer Pishtim, so by wearing wool and linen. Itzach, we needed Shloi Lesson not to make it forbidden, I feel like in the Kufin, even if it's not tied together, like for example, two different garments, Echad Shel Tzemer v'Echad Shel Pishtim, one of wool and linen, that's what it's coming to exclude. But if you say that it's talking about mitzvah, so I mean, what are you going to exclude? So it says, you can say, wait, why can't you say excluding when you're trying to change what's the obvious? According to Shmuel, something that wouldn't apply for the future. Or something that can't be yes and no according to Rav. He says, no, the Shkulim, these are all equivalent. Like we explained this previously on the Chavav and after Maslamiyat. If we include this one, we include this one. So it's all included in this idea of Dvar Mitzvah. But moreover, if that's the case, licht of lasses v'shaloi lasses, should say terminology of to do and not to do. That sounds like, as our Gemara is saying, related to Dvar Mitzvah. What more do you want? You already said that there's no chiyuv. Now, Zui Girsa Kuntras, this is Rashi's Girsa. Bedaik, and that's the dik, but did not. It said in the Mishnah Tla Zimni, said three times, Shloi Echo. So, what do you need to say so much for? In other words, what do you need to say three times? That's how Rashi learns the question. Vainir, but that does not seem to be correct. The perfection Dharm, the Fidzan Menaf, Tanam, we learned in the Mishnah, Shwushla Echo. I swear I'm not going to eat. In the Chabal Ach, it's only liable for one. Lektan Hasim Tlasism, and there it doesn't say three times. There on the Fiat Chasim Menaf, the Gemara makes the dik like Rava, Mimis Neaton, but Lektan Echaiv Achas, from the fact that it doesn't say liable for one. Lektan in El Achas, for the fact that it doesn't say only one. Ukutani in the chayiv el achas. What does that mean? Not that there's only one, but the only chayiv one to tell you that yeah, because Rav Chuta Leslay, there's just no space. Hakimich al chaverta, but if you would ask on the other one chayle, it would take effect. So just not chayiv for two, but there is two. So lekachner kisvaram the ligasin musnitin the hachat la zimnan. So actually, Tosfos says the Girsa you don't have three times. But ligasin, and there the question is not hasu lomali. The Girsa like a bit chayuva hu deleke b'chulu. But daik ben ektani the digis from the words in the Mishnah in the chayiv al achas. The word chayiv, can the type in the dam, just like the Muslim dagging the dam. Vavgav the hochle matzle misne la achas. Wait a minute, even though here you couldn't say ela achas, titzachle misne, because we have to teach you chayiv. You have to say the word chayiv. Let me to tell you, hoshloich lenom, but if you say shloich lenom first, what is shloich lenom? That you can read chayiv shtayim, so you have to say the chayiv achas to tell you the chayiv shtayim of the inverse. Come welcome to Egg Shabbat, but still the Gemara is still making a good deal, but look at the chayiv achas. Doesn't say chayiv achas. It says ela achas. To tell you that, yeah, because there really is another one that's here. Next says, "Mat to begin the words of Gemara." How could you compare Hasam Isel Leshni Abchulu? There's a fundamental difference between Naziris and the Shavua. Tosfos says, "Now, interesting, because Beperek Beis Nidarim Daf Yitzchazim Enav Loi Masikachi." The Gemara does not come out like this. The Gemara has the same question. Rather, the Gemara rejects it differently. It says, "Oh, there you accept the Nazirus at one time. Okay, so therefore, that's why it could take effect. But it doesn't answer like it says over here. Why?" But near it seems like this. The Hasam Takadaitik Livshait, there the Gemara assumes to explain the Ma'ir that it's Toma Kugund Omaharin Nozayim Harin Nozayim. That's what he said over there. When he took these two Naziris, he said, "I'm Nazir today, I'm a Nazir today." The Sevili Krabhun, and he holds like Krabhun, the Omah Hasam Lael that says previously in that Sugya. The In Naziris Chal on Naziris, that okay, once you're Nazir, another Naziris cannot take effect. Umaisis Yat the Shaper,
oh, that's a bring a good support. That's exactly like Kitzur Shavuos, which you already have it. Another one cannot take effect. But Dachi, that's the Gemara rejects and says, no, someone who accepted two Nazirs at the same shot, that's like we say the Gemara comes out of there, and therefore it's not similar to Shavua. The Hacha ben Nazir is Chayel Tavayu, because there, yeah, because you took it together at the same time, so they're going to take effect one after the other. I'm not asking on the first one. But in our Sugya, differently. Wanted to bring a Raya, even if you're going to say the Nazir is Chalal Nazirs, that even if Nazirs could take effect another Nazirs. Or the Gemara knows that you accepted two Nazirs at the same time. Since you counted the first one for the first, how could the second one take the place of the first? Ilam mishum da'ama, if not the fact that you say, oh, imishkacha shnia, or ravcha chayil, because if you find the second one has space, it's going to take effect. That's what the Gemara he wants to say before the Gemara Shavuot, something would be regarding an oath. Mishan, that the Gemara answers over here, the holy dami, no, it's not similar. The hasim, isla shnia, there the second one is, the chisalch mirshainam, because you remove it from the first one, chayil shnia, the second one takes place. Hachal behim, isla shvua klal, there's no shvua at all. And therefore, that's why the sugis are different, because the Gemara's question was different. Now, but there it seems the Hasam Kiparach Rav Huna there, when the Gemara asked on Rav Huna, the Amad that says the Inaziz Chal Naziris, that Naziris does not take effect in Naziris, Mahach, the Misha Nadar Shtei Naziris from the case of when someone took two Naziris, and Mishon the Gemara answers, Kunkin Shekibu Shtei Naziris Bevasachas, oh, it's different when you take two Naziris at the same time. Havamasla Shnuya, the Gemara could have answered, Avagav the Inaziz Chal Naziris, although you're right, Naziris does not take effect on Naziris, but if this place for it to take effect, then it does like Rava. So why doesn't the Gemara answer like that? Elashas Mishani Lefim Hashem Makshol Asik Adaita Hidder Rava. It's only because the Gemara at that point did not entertain the teaching of Rava. But the truth is, the Gemara could have answered like that. Now, Hekshar Rib Reb Meir, the Rivlam asked, "Kishakibul Abshtein Naziz Bevasachas." So if someone accepts two Naziz at one shot, Vinishal Alachsman, and they shayla one of them, Amayla Nishtar Bishni, why doesn't it also permit the second one? Meaning, Maishna Mahadit Nam, why is it any different from the Mishnah Dramd of Samach Vavman Aleph? Koinim Shaini Nenel Kulchem. I'm taking a net, I'm not having benefit for all of you. Huta Echemhem, one of them is permitted. Hutrakun, all permitted, so why is it any different? And there it seemed the Yeshla Chalik, there's a difference, because the Hachobi here, Kibna Salkum in the Bez Naziris, since he's saying two Naziris, Kikibukal Echemhem from the Atzmanim, it's like you're taking each one independently. Over there, it's one thing, and therefore, once it gets open, the whole thing gets unraveled. Next says, Mazda begins the Gemara, Im Nishtari Him and the Kazayas Nishala. If a Kazayas is left over, you can still be shown it. Which Taisa says, near it seems, the Chidle Shayer El Apachas Megazayas. It would seem that if you don't have left over but less than the Kazayas, the Chayvala, then you're going to be liable on it. Because Avigab Damashleich Lano, although he said, I'm not going to eat the whole thing, the Chimishta Beal Akika, because when he makes an oath on the loaf, ain't Daita Shalei Shay Apachas Megazayas. He's not having in mind that he's not going to leave over less than the Kazayas. Meaning, that's considered eating the whole thing. Because the Ain Lacha Adam Sheikh Akika Shalom, there's no one that eats a full loaf, Shleima Ad Pedur Noishimendo, that doesn't have a few crumbs that break off from it. The miftach sheichel gamoyse pachas megazayis, because if you're going to say he's exempt until he eats even what that less than kazayis left over, might come besamach. Why is the gemara say shortly the lechashul lechule aleh that's not significant to be shalned? Maishnu meshvush loyichel koshu. Why is it any different when you say oath that I'm not going to eat a minute amount? Awesome shita sheichel lishul. Obviously you can be shalned on that because that's what the shvu is. Evidently no, because the shvu shalichlen is not even including the leftovers of less than the kazayis.